Hello there, it's Monday the 29th of July and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. Three ideas in around 3 minutes to help you improve your competitiveness of your business. And slight difference this time, we're going to share with you some conclusions from a discussion we had and a session we did in Sheffield last week with some forward-thinking leading entrepreneurs and business leaders. And we looked at the whole issue of the future of customer service and see what this means for you and your business, and more importantly, work out what you can do as a result. First of all, I've identified a number of trends, five of the trends we've seen when it comes to customers. Trend one, customer expectations are rising. 90% of business leaders believe that customers are more demanding than they were in a few years ago. Interestingly, 75% of UK customers think that customer service levels are at an all-time low. Their expectations have got higher. Trend two, there's greater transparency. People can find out a lot more about you and your competitors by what customers are saying on forums and websites. Means it's more and more easy to find out what's really going on in your business. Trend three, people are now experts. Do you get customers coming to you who think they know it all because they've read it somewhere on a website how somebody else is doing it? Again, they come with high expectations, but they know a lot more than maybe they used to do. Trend four, I want what I want, when I want it, how I want it. Customers are more demanding. They want things quicker, faster, cheaper, more effective. Some research from Barclaycard identified the average queuing time that people are prepared to queue in the UK is 2 minutes. That's compared to 6 minutes 5 years ago. 57% of customers will wait only 3 seconds or less for a website to load before abandoning it. And 74% of customers leave if a website doesn't load on their smartphone in 5 seconds. Same report identifies a 1 second delay in load time would cost Amazon an estimated $1.6 billion a year. No wonder one click works. And trend five, there's greater promiscuity. In the last 6 months, 73% of customers have ended a relationship with a company because of bad service. So three ideas to consider for you and your business. Idea one, be easy to buy from, easy to deal with. Whether it's visiting your website, dealing with your inquiry department, dealing with your accounts department, dealing with your production people and your delivery people. What's it like to do business with your business? Why not stand in your own queues and find out? Ask your customers, how easy are you to do business with? Idea two is to anticipate. This is about identifying and solving customers' problems before and when they happen, whether it's cutting queuing times, whether it's actually tailoring the experience, actually work out what are their issues and problems and anticipate their needs. Turn that into an advantage. And idea three is to get personal. Some research by Accenture identified that 48% of customers say that compared to 12 months ago, they have higher expectations of getting specialised treatment for being a good customer. 50% said it's extremely important that customer service people know their history so they don't have to repeat themselves each time they call. 31% prefer companies that use information about them to make their experience more efficient from that one step to the next, although only 24% said they receive tailored experiences. Two ways of doing it. Technology. Take Panasonic's Viera, the mass personalization view where you go onto the television set and using their eye recognition technology, they can see who's watching television and show the right channels for those people. Or it's about your people. And again, one of the things we're seeing is actually creating a warm greeting and a smile, remembering their usual order, providing a great customer experience by using the information that you've got about them is a great way of tailoring the experience. So, be easy to buy from, anticipate customers' needs and personalise experience. Just three trends. What trends are you seeing and how are you overcoming and dealing with them? Let us know. Visit andyhanselman.com and join the conversation. Have a great week. We'll see you next week. Bye.